What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the ISC podcast. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I'm your host today. And as always, Impact Sports Cincinnati is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So make sure you use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. I can confirm I love this stuff. It is great. It actually helped me lifting and everything like that. I've been, you know, getting myself back into shape and starting to tone up pretty good, look good. So make sure you check out our friends over at darkhawknutrition.com and, you know, make sure you use that code IMPACT. So, all right. Here, this first episode back in a long, long time. We are here to take a look at the Cincinnati Reds and everything that's gone on with them so far. As I'm currently recording this, we are in the top of the first inning playing the Washington Nationals. And it major league debut for Lyon Richardson, not looking good. First two pitches of the game were properly deposited into the outfield, either seats or the grass, and straight away center field by Lane Thomas and C.J. Abrams. So not a good start for Mr. Richardson, and things are continuing to get worse. A walk and now a single, just not good here for Lyon Richardson. So let's talk about the Cincinnati Reds here real quick. The Reds are in quite the predicament here. Going into the trade deadline, they were sitting in first place. A lot of momentum behind them. Problem is, you know, they need starting pitching. Starting pitching has been their problem all along. Bullpen has done a great, great job with the injuries to Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo. That has kind of set them back a little bit in terms of, you know, starting pitching depth. We got Andrew Abbott, who has been nothing short of fantastic. This season he had one hiccup in a start, and, you know, hey, that's going to happen. But other than that, it's been, you know, it's been good stuff from, you know, from Andrew Abbott. Right now, we are looking at Graham Ashcraft, who has come back, and he's pitched pretty well. He started off the season pretty solid, and then things went kind of south for him, and then obviously the injury, and then he came back, and he's pitched, you know, fairly well during his time back. Other than that, it's been pretty rough. Ben Lively has been I should take that back. Ben Lively has been a bright spot for this team as well, pitching wise. Again, they're just in a rough spot, and, you know, they needed one or two more pitchers to really, you know, put this team in a good spot pushing forward, and they didn't do that at the trade deadline, which is kind of shocking to me. It is, but it isn't, and, you know, in this situation, because I would have expected a lot more from the Reds. Simply because, you know, like the baseball gods don't choose when, or the baseball gods choose when you compete. And right now, the baseball gods have this team competing. Now, granted, they are not out, down and out, but they've lost five straight. And they're looking at, they're staring six straight right now and base it up the middle now by Lou. One run's going to score. And two runs are going to score, and it's 4-0 here in the top of the first with one out. Not good. 15 pitches in, four runs, and one out for Richardson. So, again, it's, you know, this might be a game to where, by golly, you have to, you know, your bullpen's got to eat it up. And, unfortunately, I don't know if they can do that right now because you got the Miami Marlins coming in, and Marlins are a pretty solid baseball team. So with that being the case, now what are you going to do? I think, honestly, I think the lack of movement by the front office at the trade deadline in terms of getting starting pitching, one or two more, I think has kind of been a letdown for this ball club. They got thumped by the Chicago Cubs in two out of those, four games. They did win the first game, but then it went south after that by giving up 36 runs in two games. That can't happen. Well, it did happen. And then they end up losing the finale of that game before coming here, coming back home, and facing a Washington Nationals team that isn't very good. And they've lost the first two in this one, in this series. And now they're looking, staring down the third straight loss to the Nationals here. So a series sweep, and their sixth straight loss overall before facing the Miami Marlins. That's not good. Not good at all for a team that, is towards the top of the National League Central. Granted, still behind the Milwaukee Brewers. And you got the Chicago Cubs, hot on their tail. The Cubs have been playing, I mean, they've been playing some great baseball, and they showed it against the Reds. Now, I mean, this is not, it's not looking good for the Reds. And I don't think they have enough to compete for the playoffs. I think down the road, they are going to continue to wilt. This is a good baseball team. They are ahead of schedule. Yes, they are way ahead of schedule. And there's a shot, and Stuart Fairchild catches it out in left field, forcing the Lou back to first. So we got two outs now. But this, I think with the Cincinnati Reds, I think they're in a prime position for next year to compete. Now they have to go out and they have to make moves in the offseason. They have a lot of financial flexibility going into this offseason. Starting pitching has to be that has to be a priority. This team has offense. They can hit. And they're only going to continue to get better as they get older. What we've seen so far from Matt McClain since being called up, holy cow, he's been unbelievable. Ellie De La Cruz is still, he's a star in the making. Christian Encarnacion Strand, a star in the making. Spencer Steer, absolute stud. You have Jake Fraley. You have TJ Friedl. I mean, you've got some dudes here on this team. And that's where I thought that, complementing what we have, on this team, the offense, with a solid, starter or two would have been great. And I thought, going after Eduardo Rodriguez would have been a fantastic move. Going after Michael Lorenzen, bringing him back here would have been a great move. I think the Reds, instead of waiting toward, towards the trade deadline that Tuesday at 6 o'clock, had they done it prior, made a move prior, I think could have really done something for this team moving forward. Granted, we're going to be getting Hunter Green back here in the next couple weeks. Nick Lodolo, now they're not saying until possibly early September. That's a big move. But there were guys out there for Nick Kroll to acquire and bring in. Now, granted, the closer you get to the trade deadline, the higher price those guys are. So I get they weren't going to make a move, on Tuesday and pay a lot for that particular pitcher coming in. I understand that. But sometimes you kind of have to do what you have to do. And I'm a little surprised that they didn't go for it like they could have. That I think putting this team in the position they have, by not making that move has really done, I think has done more harm than good. And I don't see the Reds competing the rest of this year. I just think it's going to be too much to overcome, as they, as they push towards September and, the rest of August and into September, because it's going to get tough. These guys, the bullpen's getting worn down, so that's not good. It just, there's a lot riding on it right now, and I think that this team, they can Can they do it? They sure can. I mean, I have all the faith in the world that they will. I just think right now, it might be just too much to overcome. It's just, they're relying a lot on the bullpen, and the bullpen's going to be majorly taxed. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunately the reality of this situation right now for the Cincinnati Reds. So, again, it is what it is. Right now, I think, this has been a fun summer in Cincinnati. We've seen FC Cincinnati, who unfortunately just got knocked out of the Leagues Cup, but they've been top of the MLS, for the majority of the season. You had the Reds being on top of the NL Central for a portion of this season right now, and still competing for the playoffs. I'm not saying this is done and dusted and they're not going to make it. I mean, they very well could, they could very well catch it again here and, go on a huge winning streak again. This team can do it. They've got that talent. I just think right now at this point in time, it might just be a little bit of a letdown. And I think it's, relying on the starting pitchers that they have right now, I just don't see it being, the case. Luke Weaver, he's 2-4, 6.98 ERA. Dude's brutal. Granted, they score runs for him and everything like that, but and De La Cruz just struck out on a fastball right on the inside again. It's just right now, they're kind of picking a bad time to go cold here, and unfortunately, it is what it is. But again, this team is going to get fired back up again, and they will go on a run. Hopefully, it's sooner rather than later. That way, they don't fall out of the race, the playoff race, anytime before then. But they can make the move now, or stay in it. Towards that, towards the end of the season, that push would be perfect. We'll remain to see exactly what happens, but right now, this team's they just got to weather this rough patch, and thankfully the NL Central isn't very good. The Brewers aren't very good, so it is what it is with them. The Cubs are good, but they're not that good, compared to the rest of the teams in this league. This Central is not very good. So, here's our chance to really, we're lucky to be competing in this division in a time where it's not very good. It's only going to get better as these boys get more experience, down the stretch here. That's only going to help this team out more. And, especially going into next season, that's how we're going to have to, that's how we're going to have to approach everything and, roll from there. So, I think right now things are looking positive for the Cincinnati Reds, despite the rut they're in right now. Things are still looking positive. This team is going to compete next year. They're going to be good. You add a starting pitcher or two, we know to complement the likes of Lodolo, Green, Ashcraft, and Andrew Abbott. This team's going to be nasty. Bring in the bullpen help. Help complement them as well. That goes a long way as this team again continues to move forward for the rest of 2023 into 2024 and even into 2025. Because there is financial flexibility and this team is young and they are very talented. All right, so that's going to wrap us up here for this episode of the Impact Sports Cincinnati podcast. Again, my name is Chris Asbrock, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at ISCincy and at, well, let me rephrase that. It's not Twitter now, it's X. Make sure you follow us on X, Twitter, however you want to describe it, at ISCincy and at I am Chris Asbrock. Make sure you, again, check us out. Check out the website at www.iscincy.com. And make sure you stay tuned as we're going to finally be back now that we have our schedules a little more, consistent. We will be back for a weekly show. Finally, we got things, like I said, settled down. So we'll be back weekly here for at least some Bengals talk every week. Myself and You will probably hear Nick Cimino as we move forward and discuss anything Bengals related. We will be recording here very shortly in regards to a training camp edition for the Cincinnati Bengals. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And we will also be back for, like I said, for anything high school football related, anything baseball related, anything like that. Make sure you stay tuned. And we got you covered. So as always, thank you guys so much for everything, and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your day. Take care, everybody.